from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9:01. I'm Eric Scott. Terrorists are operating in New Jersey. They remain a threat to public safety. That is the conclusion of a report released by Congress from homegrown terror groups to groups linked to ISIS and Hezbollah. The report says these extremists exist in significant numbers and remain a persistent threat. At least three individuals in New Jersey are mentioned in that report. You can read it at nj1015.com. New Jersey has wiped out another $120 million in medical debt for thousands of state residents.
New Jersey is using federal money through American Rescue Funds to purchase the bundled outstanding debt of another 77,000 residents. It's a second round in partnership with the nonprofit Undo. Between August and now, the efforts have cleared $220 million in medical debt for 127,000 residents. Those impacted will get letters sent by Undo starting this week. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Is it the price that is holding you back from purchasing an electric vehicle? New Jersey made some changes this year. It isn't helping much.
Electric vehicle sales have skyrocketed over the last few years in New Jersey. The question is, will that slow down now that the sales tax exemption on EVs is gone and a new yearly registration fee of at least $250 is in place?
It makes it harder for, you know, people when they're at the dealership to kind of have the numbers pencil out.
Doug O'Malley, director of Environment New Jersey, says it's still a good time to buy an EV. There's a potential $7,500 federal tax credit.
And you can get up to $4,000 of a state EV incentive right off the top as well.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:03. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We've got sunshine and blue skies back. It's been a chilly morning so far, and it'll stay cool today with a brisk breeze kicking in. High temperatures this afternoon, mid to upper 50s, coolest day of the week. We're staying dry today and tonight, too. Clear skies, cold temperatures, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, there is a slight chance of a sprinkle along the immediate coast. Maybe some clouds there, too. For most of the state, lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs around 60, pushing into the mid-60s, starting our warm-up on Friday. New Jersey weather made possible by Racatina Auto Group. Experience the performance of a 2024 Defender SUV from Land Rover Edison and Land Rover Marlboro. Financing available as low as 2.9% for 60 months and get up to a $2,500 loyalty bonus for qualified buyers.
Clinton is 38, Jackson 39, Millville is 39. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.